Hello, I'm Ali Stafford and welcome to a special report here on Gateway 97.8. I'm in Guangzhou, which is in Guangdong in southeast China, where I'll be spending the next 10 days or so having a look at the culture in China and how, in particular, how they deal with sport in this country. I flew over yesterday from the UK. It took about 7 hours to Dubai and then changed in Dubai over to Guangzhou. Initial thoughts of the country, it's very warm out here. It's kind of the mid-20s at the moment in Celsius. Very, very wet though. It doesn't rain all the time here, but when it does rain, you certainly do know about it. You may be able to hear the rain in the background. I've just walked through it and it is absolutely chucking it down outside at the moment. In terms of kind of a cultural point of view, I've walked along the streets of Guangzhou this morning. I'm 8 hours ahead of you, so it's quite different in terms of the UK. Whereas in the UK, shops are kind of 9 to 5 as a rule. Shops out here are open till very late at night. I mean, when we arrived at the airport and came into Guangzhou at kind of 11, 12 o'clock, the shops were still open, which is quite good. In terms of cost of things, things are very, very cheap out here. Not only items cheap, the food and beer is cheap as well. You can pick up, well, I did last night for my chicken and rice. It's kind of about 10 or 12 yen, which works out a little over a pound, and the beer is even cheaper than that. It's kind of 70, 80 pence a pint. As I said, I'm over here for sport, and over the next 10 days I'm going to be quite lucky in covering a huge range of events. Tomorrow is a closed training session for the England Women's Rugby Sevens team ahead of the latest stage of the World Rugby Sevens competition that's taking place in the city over the weekend. So I'll be catching up with some of the England ladies rugby side, a couple of which come from South East Essex, a couple play for Thurrock. So I'll be speaking to those and hopefully some of the management staff about what they think of China and looking ahead to that competition at the weekend. Hopefully I'll be down there on Saturday and Sunday covering the tournament as well. Over the course of the week, off on Thursday, I'll be going to a very exciting project that's a partnership between one of the Chinese football teams, Guangzhou RNF, and also Real Madrid. It's the biggest soccer academy in the world. They call it soccer out here. We know it's football, but it's the world's biggest academy of that kind. So I'll be going there on Thursday to have a look and see how they play football, the differences between football out here and football back home in the UK. On Friday, I'll be lucky enough to go to Mission Hills, which is one of the famous golf courses in the world. Now, it has courses set up by or have been designed by a huge range of famous golfers, people like Jack Nicklaus and some of the other all-time greats of golf have produced courses there. It's got 18 hole courses, so it's a massive complex in Guangzhou, so that'll be an interesting experience to go and see that. Lots of other things coming up over the course of the week. There's the World Team Table Tennis Championships taking place this weekend. One of the other football teams in the city, Guangzhou Evergrande, are also in action, so we'll be going to cover those. Plus, much more. One of my colleagues is off covering Gaelic football and Aussie rules football, two of the maybe lesser known sports being played in the city today. So lots coming up. I will be reporting back to Gateway every couple of days, so listen out for my next report, which will be on Thursday, where I'll tell you a little bit more about the culture, what I've been up to, and the sport in the city. In the meantime, enjoy your week.